And I've been honored to be a part of WNEW-FM's history for nearly 18 years. You know, while WNEW-FM has always had a New York City address, four of them, in fact, we've always had some of our best times in New Jersey. From the Capitol Theater to the Stone Pony, from Asbury Park to the Meadowlands, New Jersey has always been WNEW-FM territory.
Here it comes.
The lights have gone down.
Stand by.
The lights have gone down. And the stage is lit up, and the stage, which looked kind of dull before, is multicolored. I don't know exactly how they've got it, but it's day glow, and it's beautiful. Lights are kind of dim right now on the stage. Lights are out in the hall. You can hear the crowd. I don't see the band at all, Scott. Do you?
Watch where they come from. Oh, yeah, they're on there now. They're tuning.
Starting the New York and New Jersey concerts with Under My Thumb. Nick is in the back of the stage now, Scott. He's walking off the stage on a ladder.
Can you feel the vibrations? The Meadowlands is moving, my friend.
We're sinking into the swamp.
It's rocking and rolling.
Here we go.
Here he is.
Jagger's wearing knee pads.
Knee pads with ballet pants. Knee pads and a green shirt.
This is WNEW-FM, and tonight we're live at the Meadowlands because Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band are playing, and Clarence Clemons is standing right here.
How you doing?
How you doing, Clarence?
I'm doing great.
You've been having a good time?
Oh, yeah. This is pretty wild, this place up here. Where are we here? This is the halo, eh?
Yeah.
Hello.
So you have been having a good...
Is this what I look like up here?
Yeah. You look a little bigger than those people.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Oh, great. I'll tell you something. You look great. You got your fatigues on.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm ready for combat tonight.
Now, are you going to be wearing these? You're wearing army fatigues and a brown shirt. Are you going to be wearing that on the costume tonight?
These are my hanging out clothes. I go and put on my work clothes for the show tonight.
Okay.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Okay, Clarence Riddell, and have a good time tonight. We're going to be listening and watching here.
Okay.
And everybody at NEW-FM, all our listeners, send their best to you.
Thank you, and I love you all.
This should be any minute now.
All right. We are live at Brendan Byrne Arena. The lights just went down. This crowd is ready to see Bruce Springsteen. And here it comes. They'll listen a little bit. His audience feet. This place is jumping already. Clarence is decked out in red, white, and blue. He's got a sort of a pale blue suit on, red shoes, a red bandana, and red wristbands on each arm. He looks great. The big man.
Visible from the stage. second time that happened. Your trade winds here just blew that right off the turntable.
1027 FM.
Jersey is not the only exotic place we've traveled to. There were also a couple of memorable trips across the big pond.
Wonderful Radio London. Whoopies.
Right, I'm PC Jones of the Metropolitan Police, and I'm now listening live to Scott Mooney in London.
All right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
How about that? How much do I get paid for that?
Well, we'll get back to you. Just send us a bill.
I am right here. We just have a whole lot of extra special people and some of the wackos, too. Surprises all week. And be talking to you without a British accent, but live from London. Now, Phil Collins.
It's astounding that such a wonderful radio station can just keep playing such fantastic music. And we love you all. We have very fond memories of coming to New York for WNEW 1972. And we wish you all the best. Thank you guys for being such a great part of our history, present and future.
From the earliest days of this radio station, we've recognized our responsibility to the community we serve. Over the years, the WNEW-FM family has raised literally millions of dollars for a wide variety of charitable causes. Our legendary Christmas concerts raised lots of money for United Cerebral Palsy and a mountain of toys for underprivileged children. Bike-a-thons, calendars, and date books have raised additional funds for other charities, most notably the T.J. Martell Foundation for Cancer, Leukemia, and AIDS Research. Let's not forget the WNEW-FM softball all-stars who've traveled all over the tri-state area for hundreds of different charities. Through the years, we've been proud supporters of the Nordoff Robbins Foundation helping autistic children through music therapy. We've done radiothons for AIDS and hungerthons for World Hunger Year. In fact, the whole idea of a hungerthon originated on WNEW-FM in 1975 with our late friend Harry Chapin.
The way it looks right now, a minimum of 30 million people will die of hunger in the next year. That's if we have a good crop year. If we have a bad year, it'll be more like 50, 60, 70 million. And if it's a bad year, we will have a million people a week. A million people a week die of malnourishment. And it's really, I mean, I would say that that's the true definition of obscenity. Something, if we had created a race we call the Yahoos, and between 1/8 and 1/4 of that race was not fed by their own people because our own kind, when they did have the potential for doing it, we would say, judging this other race, we would say, well, that's a rather strange kind of people. And that's what we do in this country. We've forgotten the whole idea of this country was that we would be doing these kinds of things. One of the things in the Constitution is and the Bill of Rights, I think, is the right to petition for grievances. One of the things we are supposed to do is to make our government reflect what we care about. And the only way they can do that is if we show what we care about. And this is one of the best ways. I mean, it's really an extraordinary opportunity here that WNEW is giving all of us to register something clearly.
Now if a man tried to take his time on earth and prove before he died what one man's life could be worth, well, I wonder what would happen to this world. And if a woman, she used a lifeline as something more than some man serving mother, wife, time. Well, I wonder what would happen to this world. Oh, well, I wonder. Oh, yes, I wonder. What would happen? What would happen to this world? Well, I wonder what would happen to this world.
All our hungerthons were star-studded and successful, but one of the most exciting milestones occurred when we first reached a six-figure total at the United Nations in 1987. Here's how it sounded.
Hungerthon 87 on WNEW-FM. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome, please, from the Roxy in Los Angeles, the one and only Crosby, Stills, and Nash. $1,999. New York time is $89,147.
Crosby just made it $94,000.
All right. Yeah. David Crosby with $5,000.
And five from Steven.
Five from Steven. We got 99. Do I hear 100?
I'll put the extra $1,000 in.
All right, there it is.
$87. If you pledge, thanks, but send your check in right away. And thanks again from 1027 WNEW-FM, New York.
We were also right there for the formative stages of Live Aid.
Do they know it's Christmas time?
Do they know it's Christmas? Right now, our guest is Bob Geldof. Of course, has been on the run and has been working and producing and doing all sorts of things to help the people who are starving around the world, and is also working on the future plans, which well, I'll let you talk about that a while.
God.
aside from taking a deep breath.
Right, well, and what I want to see is the first really global live jukebox ever. And by that I mean we're putting together, hopefully, a concert in Wembley Stadium in Britain and Shea Stadium in New York. And they will be simultaneous, linked up by satellite, broadcast live on radio and television to the world. We hope the audience will be in the region of 500 million people. And we hope that the most of the major acts of both Britain and America will be taking part. It could fall apart, it mightn't happen, but right now, speaking to you here, it looks 92% certain that it's going to happen, and that'll be taking place in the high summer. And of course, everybody knows all the money that we get out of this will be going to the USA for Africa and Band-Aid. So we'll keep everybody posted through you, Scott, I suppose.
Last but not least, we supported our good friends, the Grateful Dead, here with Mr. Marty, in raising consciousness and awareness about the rainforest.
If we have 30 seconds on you to raise somebody's consciousness, the three of you, just hit a note that
That's a real rainforest chord right there.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Baby.
some amazing memories and unexpected rock and roll reunions when the 30 years of WNEW-FM continues. We'll be back with the 30 years of WNEW-FM after these words.